Next patient is Chiara Condello. Chiara is C-H-I-R-A. Chiara, C-H-I-R-A. Condello, C-O-N-D-E-L-L-O. She is a cat. Chiara Condello. Date of birth, 12-19-1940. Date of visit is 3-26-24. Please make a copy for Michelle Joseph, M.D. Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Joseph, M.D. from Azalea Clinic. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of pneumonia and shortness of breath. Next paragraph, history of breathing illness. This is a 83-year-old this is a 83-year-old male who can you please change that? This is an 83-year-old female patient. 83-year-old female patient with a prior history of dementia and a previous stroke. Has had shortness of breath and a persistent cough. Period. The patient does have a history of asthma and has had recurrent bronchitis and was treated for pneumonia as well. Presently, the patient is not on any oxygen and maintaining a saturation above 92%. She denied shortness of breath at rest and has no fevers, chills, night sweats, and does not bring up much sputum. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is included. History of dementia and history for permanent pacemaker placement 10 years ago. She has had knee replacement surgery and had a history of breast cancer and a previous stroke. Patient has acid reflux disease and shared a history for COVID-19 infection more than 3 years ago. The surgery includes mastectomy as well as a cholecystectomy. And knee repair. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient does not smoke. And drinks alcohol rarely. Next. Family history was significant for strokes in her mother. Heart disease in her father. Next. Allergies. No drug allergies. But intolerance to hydrocodone. Next, review of systems. The patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has no nausea but has reflux. She has no abdominal pains or diarrhea. She has no chest pains or calf muscle pains or palpitations. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising and bleeding gums. And she has joint pains and muscle aches. She has no seizures, headaches, but has memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. She has urinary frequency and no nighttime awakening. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has no depression or anxiety and has had no recent weight loss. Next, med list. Oh, can you mention the patient does have some weakness of the lower extremities? Next, med list included nebulized albuterol and atropine solution, TIDPRN. Mirbetric, 25 milligrams daily, lisinopril, 40 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams daily. Xarelto, 20 milligrams daily. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams a day. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. And citalopram, 10 milligrams daily. Oh, please add in the past history. The patient also has a history of atrial arrhythmias and CHF and is on anticoagulation. Okay, next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No sign of this clubbing, but has mild peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 128/80, pulse is 72, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 180, saturation 93. HE&E are non-sphalic, people should be active. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next, supple nomborrhage, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered crackles of the lung bases. Heart, the arrhythmias are irregular. S1 and S2 with a systolic apical murmur. One by six. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities. There's no calf tenderness. The flexes of breast with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic asthma with history of pneumonia. And number two is hypertension. Number three is CHF compensated. Number four is history of dementia. And next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. She was also advised to get an external oxygen saturation test to see if she qualifies for home oxygen. And she will use a nebulizer with Duonep solution 3 times a day. And was placed on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 7 days for exacerbation of bronchitis. PFT will be done if the patient can cooperate. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. A copy of her recent lab work will be requested as well. And I'll make an addendum report. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Michelle Joseph, M.D. J-O-S-E-P-H. Michelle Joseph, M.D. This is on Chiara Condello. Thank you for this consultation. Stock this is up.